The Chinese dragon controls water and weather, and it was a cultural symbol of the emperor's power. Dragons and hybrid serpentine monsters have appeared on European porcelain since the 18th century. The vogue for chinoiserie gave way to Japanism after trade with the West began in the 19th century. Japanese arts and crafts were a sensation at the world's fairs of the 1860s and 70s, and new stores such as Liberty's of London were catering to the desire for all things Japanese. Christopher Dresser was the first European designer to study in Japan and is regarded as a pioneer of modern industrial design. He became a household name in the 1870s for his home furnishings, including textiles and ceramics. Dresser designed moon flasks and vases for the Minton factory using their brilliant turquoise glaze known as Blue Celeste, after the Celestial Empire of China where it originated. In Chinese mythology, snakes are referred to as little dragons. After thousands of years, they grow wings to become divine dragons. Charles Noak at Dalton's Burslem factory created vases with gilded dragons for the Chicago World's Fair in 1893. Later, he incorporated exotic dragons in his Sung wares displayed on the wall opposite. Wedgwood's dramatic Dragon King is the largest vase ever made for the Fairyland Lustre collection. You can see more of our Fairyland Lustre collection in the adjacent Art Deco gallery. The two great dragon sculptures were made in 2012 by Yadro of Spain for their prestige porcelain collection. Thank you to Jeffrey Michaels, our neighbour on 29th Avenue, for arranging the display of Clarence Howe's Tatsu fabric by Fabricut, and to Fran Nessen for loaning the Asian table.